T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Of course, a game just a few years ago, Josh Allen at the Denver Broncos. A lot of people remember that blowout.
Since the union effort really started in Buffalo, we won the first unionized Starbucks store at the Elmwood location last December. We wanted to show Melody Hobson that in Buffalo, we bust the Broncos, not unions.
Moore says she's not sure Hobson will be in town for the 1 p.m. kickoff, but wants the message heard, union busting needs to stop. As the Bills and Knox family mourn the loss of Dawson Knox's brother Luke, Bills Mafia has stepped up once again in an effort to not only show support for Dawson and his family, but a great cause close and dear to his heart. That resulted in Bills fans starting to donate to the Punt Pediatric Cancer Collaborative, a nonprofit organization that provides support to families in Western New York facing pediatric cancer. Gwen Mysiak is executive director.
You know, it gained steam very quickly, as, you know, it does usually with Bills Mafia, you know, support. They galvanize, you know, very quickly. You know, all the donations that are coming in mostly are, you know, the amount of $16.88, $16.88 for Luke and Dawson's football numbers.
Mysiak says Dawson Knox is extremely involved in the organization. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Everybody, it's time to put some pep into your step and join us on the sunny side of the street. Everyone here at Senior Radio Buffalo is in a great mood because now it's time to introduce you to the man who is going to motivate you and inspire you to celebrate your life. Ladies and gentlemen, Western New York senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness!
Hi, this is Richard Derwald. Many of you know me as Mr. Fitness. You know, a lot of people today say that 60 is the new 40, but this was especially not true in 1942.
To find out more, stay tuned to Senior Radio Buffalo.
The WBEN First Alert forecast calls for a warm day for today with sun and a few clouds. I-86, watch for a spotty thunderstorm this afternoon, mainly across the southern tier. We'll have showers and storms moving through tonight, low 67, and same for tomorrow and Monday. A fair amount of clouds, humidity up, high 80 tomorrow, 75 Monday. Any thunderstorm to start the work week could have downpours. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, I'm Bill Dagher.
Thanks, Bill. Partly cloudy skies, 77 degrees in Buffalo.
Is paid programming.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Hi again, everybody. Linda Pellegrino with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. And hello back to everybody who is listening this morning. I'm hearing from more and more of you who absolutely love the show. And we love that because we realized there was kind of a lack of information, especially for 50 plus in our community. And that's what we're here to make sure that we can really give you so much information that is out there to improve our lives, to enhance our lives. So that's what we're going to do today. All right. You know, I always like to start with a fact of the day. Well, we have a science fact of the day this morning. Get this. Pigeons can find their way back to the nest from 1,300 miles away. And they can do it even if they've been transported away in isolation. Scientists are still trying to understand pigeons' navigational skills. But humans have been using pigeons as guides and long-distance messengers since ancient times. And that is so true. Isn't that interesting, though? 1,300 miles away, and we still really don't know how they do it. Well, I'll tell you, I don't know how our next guest does it. Roxanne Sorensen is the owner and operator of Elder Care Solutions of Western New York. And Roxanne works with people and tries to help them through their issues every single day by advocating and implementing services for people and caregivers. But you know what? As we all know, working with seniors and working with trying to get them services isn't easy. And Roxanne can tell you firsthand, it wasn't easy thinking even she had the answers for her parents. So Roxanne, it is nice to have you back.
Thank you, Linda. It's great to be back.
And I know that this has been a very stressful last couple of weeks for you, and it all has to do with basically your industry. So tell us what's going on.
Well, actually, you're right. The industry itself is pretty much been stable. It's going well. But I now have had to experience firsthand what I've always said. One day I'm going to have to pick up from work and my family and go take care of my parents. And that nightmare, as I want to call it, actually came true. My mother had to have emergency knee surgery, and while there got COVID and was in isolation. And my dad had been dealing with pneumonia for a month. And after she had her surgery, he went in. And then he was getting COVID. His heart was at 20%. They put him in kidney failure. He had blood clots on his lungs, and we were literally near death. All within a few two weeks, where our whole world turned upside down. And I'll tell you, I've been planning it. I know what I have to do. I always thought my mother would be the one we really have to do more of the work for, but it really became a reality. Seeing your father lying there, pretty much becoming a person you didn't recognize, and he couldn't even speak for himself, and all the advocacy in the world that I was trying to do, I was still hitting brick roads. So it's not easy, and that's why I keep saying, have the plan, have someone who can advocate for you, think clearly. I actually implored my team. I actually, after 2 weeks of arguing with the hospital, got the medical records for my dad, had my nurse look at them because I don't know what I'm looking at sometimes, and she was able to help me guide through some of this and make some better decisions because I was too emotional. Even though I knew in my head what was right and wrong, the emotions were overwhelming, and, you know, I made my brother fly in because we thought my dad was going to die. He was at death's door, first time we've seen him like that, and I actually every night would plan his funeral in my head. Oh. It was probably the worst 2 to 4 weeks of my life, and it's just amazing to see how the healthcare system is so different in different regions, how they respond to it. And it didn't matter what my training was. They still looked at me as a daughter who knew nothing. And I will tell you, every person out there should have an advocate. That's for sure.
And just think, with all your professional years, and you have been at this a long time, you're now going through this again as a daughter. And we all know, as younger sons and daughters of our parents, that you can have all the best advice in the world, but sometimes they're not looking at you like, you know, you really know what you're talking about.
Right.
I mean, Roxanne, this is your business, Elder Care Solutions of Western New York. Amazing. But you do get that pushback sometimes from your parents, and it's difficult to know what they want and to try to advocate for them. And that's really what you do so well for so many others.
Well, thank you. Well, and it's hard, too. You know, when my dad walked into the hospital being alert and oriented, taking care of my mom, to being a man in a bed who couldn't feed himself, he couldn't recognize anybody, he looked like he was fully demented. And when you have nurses saying to you, oh, is your father going back to a nursing home? I'm like, he lived at home independently. And they would look at me like I had 10 heads. I'm like, he literally drove here. So they weren't treating him like a functional adult. They were just letting him, in my opinion, waste away. And it turned out to be he was having an interaction to two medications he should have never been on. If we hadn't found that and insisted he get pulled off of it, my father wouldn't be here today.
So, Roxanne, what I'm getting from this is that, you know, everyone always has the best intentions, but unfortunately, when it comes to this, so many people wait until you have an emergency.
Absolutely.
And then everybody's running around with a chicken with their head cut off because yes. Nobody knows what the answers are. And now you're in a crisis situation.
Yes. And actually, I felt the same way. I felt like I was the client because I'm sitting in my office one day. Do I go? Do I not go? What do? I have work. I have my kids. And then in the back of my mind, I'm like, well, it'll still be there when I get back. And it really was a tough decision, even though I've always said it, and I've said it on your show before. Something happens, I'm leaving, I'm going, and everyone else is going to have to figure it out. But it really wasn't that easy of a decision. It's in the guilt part of it for me. Mm-hmm. That was what the decision was. Going was fine, and of course I was going, but I felt guilty leaving my team, leaving my children and my husband, and just saying I'll be back when I'm back. And even though I've quoted it 1,000 times, I never had to put it into reality till now, and I did. I really felt helpless. And, you know, nothing else seemed to matter in that moment, which was important, but you know, I was on the other end of it this time. And even though I was still advocating, I still missed things because I couldn't see past in front of me. I saw my father dying in front of me. I saw my mother trying to keep it together and knowing that they couldn't even see each other. I mean, mm-hmm. it was an emotional journey that I still am recovering from 4 weeks later. I mean, I can't shake those feelings I had, and my dad and mom are doing better now. I had to move them to Buffalo to do rehab, but I've still had to advocate here. I brought them to one of the best nursing homes, and we've still had problems, and I work with these facilities. So it made me question, like, if I'm getting some subpar care in some ways, what are other families getting?
And that's exactly what we're talking about this morning and alerting people to. This is Roxanne Sorensen. She's the owner of Elder Care Solutions of Western New York, because if you have elder people in your family, you are most likely going to run up against the same issues, especially
yeah.
if you're not planning ahead and you're kind of thinking, well, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Believe me, sometimes there's no safe shore on the other side if you haven't planned ahead. Now, Roxanne is at 4255 Harlem Road. Her number for everyone is 716-823-1476. That's 823-1476. You can also go to eldercarewny.com. Because Roxanne is advocating for you, but she found that having to advocate for herself, the kind of pitfalls that are still out there. And you can't do it if you're the person, if you're the daughter, you're the son. It's very, very difficult in an emotional time to make decisions like that for your loved ones that everybody's either going to agree to or everybody, you know, wants to move in that direction. You don't even know what your, let's say it's your parents, you don't really know what their situation is and how that's going to work with Medicare and Medicaid. So a lot of times what you think you would like to happen isn't even possible to happen.
Agreed. And, you know, I think don't take, and what I learn and I tell everyone, don't take everything as face value. Just because a doctor or nurse or whoever is talking to you, ask more questions. Like, push for answers. You know, when you get told, oh, the doctor will call you by a certain time and they don't call, keep calling until someone answers the phone. You know, just be, and I don't want to say it like this, but be a pest, be a nuisance, but in my mind, it's being an advocate because, you know what, those decisions you're making have to be informed decisions. And in my father's case, he had 6 different doctors seeing him at a time, and they were all doing their own thing. They weren't communicating amongst one another. One doctor would take off fluids, one would put it on. You know, you have to be able to know what's happening and understand. And if you're questioning, keep questioning. Don't just take everything for face value.
Okay.
Be in their face.
Let me ask you this, Roxanne. Let's say I have an elderly mother, and right now she's mm-hmm. living alone, okay?
Yep.
But I know down the road this isn't always going to be the case. what should I do? Do I call you and set up an appointment? And then what happens?
Yeah, I think a consultation is the best thing, to talk about the person's situation presently, what your end goals are. And I always like to think of it in phases. Like, you have the immediate situation, so you can do the plan for now. Then you have an emergency plan, and then you have a short and long-term plan. And everyone says, I'm never going to a nursing home, or I'm not going to assisted living. And honestly, that isn't something you can say yes or no to at this point. You know, it's unrealistic, and they're there for a reason. So even if you don't want to go to one, but let's say you broke your hip and now you need a rehab, that's a nursing home. So which one do you want? Don't wait till you're in the ER and having to make that decision. At least talk to your family about, oh, I would like to go to building blah blah blah. You know, it's better to have that conversation than to wait till your children are overwhelmed, they don't have any idea where to do, and now they're just picking random facilities off of a list.
Right, not even knowing what it is that the patient might want. And what we would like everyone to know is that if you find yourself in that position, but you have gone ahead and now you have Roxanne Sorensen and Elder Care Solutions of Western New York as part of your team, the only phone call you need to make is to Roxanne. And then she will put everything in motion for you at that point.
Absolutely. It's a one-stop shop. And that's, you know, my intake coordinator calls us the wedding planner for seniors. And she's actually right. You know, it is. It's from point A to B to C, all the way to Z. And you can do as little or as a lot for your loved one. But you have to be where they're at, too. You can't force them to do anything unless it truly is an unsafe situation. They have a right to fail. Many children don't want to hear that. They can make bad decisions. But how about, let's implement plan B and C when the time comes, and don't feel like you're a fish out of water.
Absolutely. So start having those conversations now, and then you can move forward and you can work with Roxanne, because when that time comes, what an awesome feeling to know, hey, I've got somebody in this business, and now we resort to her and her expertise. Because where you think someone might end up with this is not available, they don't have the staffing, you don't have to worry about that, because Roxanne is ahead of you, and she will have taken care of all those roadblocks. Roxanne Sorensen, Elder Care Solutions of Western New York. Nobody does it like Roxanne. Please write down this number. It's 716-823-1476, 716-823-1476. And you tell them you heard about Roxanne on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Live, local, Buffalo, all day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life, with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
It's Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our Senior Radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzern, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Good morning, everybody. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. We have so many exciting things coming down the pike. We're so excited to be with you. And one thing is a tent sale coming up. We all love a good tent sale. I'll tell you about that in just a second. But I'd like to pass along our science fact of the day. Did you know the eye of a hurricane has a special meaning? Now, when you look on the weatherman's map, a ragged, asymmetrical eye indicates that the storm is struggling to strengthen. Yet a smooth, round eye indicates that the storm is stable and strong. That's not good. A small eye, sometimes called a pinhole or pinpoint eye, indicates that the hurricane is especially strong. And you know, we're getting into that season. So keep watching those maps. Luckily, we're not normally located in those areas, except for getting a little residual rain when they're starting to pass through and breaking up. But anyway, just thought I would pass that along. Hey, everybody, we hope you are enjoying your summer. And I know you are. If you are in your SAS shoes, if you've taken our advice, you've gone on down to SAS at the corner of Main and Transit, and you've talked with Paul Grandstaff, the manager, or Donna, or Ron, or Aaron Tallman, the owner, because these folks will get to know you, and they'll take a look at your feet. They'll measure your feet. They'll put you on a certain piece of equipment that lets you know how your weight is being bared, how your feet are bearing your weight, and what you need to do to get comfortable. I can't imagine being uncomfortable walking because my feet have hurt me for years. But that's exactly why people go to SAS. And for some, they're experiencing comfort like they have never had. So let's talk with Paul Grandstaff this morning. Hello, Paul. Nice to have you back.
Nice to be back, Linda. Absolutely.
You know, when people come in, they're sharing with you information about their feet. They may not have told anybody, but they're coming to you for help. What do you notice about people when they come in?
Well, we notice some things that may not be aware of, but they're finding out they're bringing in some shoes that are so flexible you can bend them in half. And, of course, that won't do anything to give you any kind of stability.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of misfitting. A lot of people have been misfitted for a long time. They think they're a size 8 when they're actually a size 9.
Mm-hmm.
So their shoes are too short. And a lot of it is inappropriate footwear for certain occupations. Also, women that have formerly worn high heels and pointed toes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kiss of death almost, because down the road, problems do emerge. Oftentimes, we find people that have ignored their neuropathy or their diabetic foot, and that would not be, the end result could be disastrous.
Yes.
So with the poor quality footwear that's out there, those are some of the things that we noticed people coming in the store. So we want to turn that around, and we do that most of the time.
And you can. And I want to let people know that you have a remarkable amount of styles. I mean, sandals and sneakers and closed shoes and formal shoes and boots next door and socks. So many different things. Plus the orthotics that doubly help that shoe fit you the way you need. And let's also remind people, your orthotics and your well-made footwear are made right here in the USA from very, very long-standing factories and artisans who hand-sew some of these shoes. This is, you really work with a great product, and so thus you feel very confident when you're fitting someone in the right shoe.
And Linda, it's nice to know with our orthotics, not only are they pocketbook friendly in price, but they can, there's different orthotics for different shoes. There's a certain orthotic for a pump that for a dressier occasion. Another one for that loafer style, if mm-hmm. you will. Or one with a fuller shoe, like a sneaker and so forth. That's another type. So we have different blends of orthotics to accommodate feet that need them for the shoe that will require that certain type of orthotic. So it's important to know that.
Yeah, it's a real, it's almost like a personal kind of experience because you're working with that part of their body. And I would also wonder if their leg strength would have, would also mean certain things when you're fitting people for shoes.
Thanks, Linda, for bringing that up. It really is important. As we know that aging starts from the feet upward, okay? Mm-hmm. But strong legs are essential among signs of longevity. They did a study from the Copenhagen University in Denmark and found out that inactivity from any kind of work, and if you're off for a couple of weeks, your legs could be weakened by as much as 20 to 30 years.
Ooh.
Both legs, 50% of the bones is a part in the human body. And when you add up the joints and bones are the longest and straightest, also legs have 50% of the nerves. And finally, legs have 50% of the blood flowing through them. And only when the feet are healthy and when the connecting current of blood flows smoothly, so people who have strong legs, muscles, have a strong heart.
Oh.
I thought that was important that your audience know that.
Yes.
So when we put them in the kind of footwear and blend of orthotics and maybe adding something else to add credence to that shoe, you're going to be able to walk. And they're recommending that you walk 30 to 40 minutes a day if you can.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have strong legs. It's going to prevent you maybe from falling and breaking a hip or something else, Linda. Think about it.
Yes.
And having a strong heart would be, to me, a great motivation, in my opinion.
Oh, yes. And we want you to go feel for yourself that SAS experience, that one-on-one with people like Paul and Donna and Ron and Aaron. Remember, these are not orthopedic-looking shoes. They're beautiful, well-fitting shoes, and that's the difference. They're shoes that are comparable with what you're getting in the big box store, but they're very, very well-made. So well-made, as a matter of fact, that you can actually go back to the old shoemaker and have them repair your shoes. You don't have to just throw them away. They're wonderful. And you'll see people leaving there with a smile because they have been picking out shoes for themselves kind of incorrectly because they're not addressing what the issues are with their feet. And then they wonder why, oh, it's a new pair of shoes, but they still hurt my feet. This is why you go and visit someone like Paul Grandstaff, because they're going to sit down with you, take a good look at your foot, evaluate your feet, take a look at your issues, and then make sure you're in the proper fitting shoe, which, as you say, you see people coming in the wrong fitting shoes all the time.
Yes. And Linda, we also should know that this SAS shoe tent sales are going to be extended one more week.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So the end of the year season savings on all your favorite styles and brands. So we're going to extend this to the 27th of August.
Oh, great.
And the savings, again, will be up to 70% off select styles. Some exclusions apply. And again, they're all in-stock sandals on sale. Best prices of the season you'll find when you come and visit our store during this time.
And if you have never gone, believe me, you're going to be surprised at how fashionable these shoes are. SAS shoes, you can go to sasshoesbuffalo.com if you'd like to look on the internet. You can also go to route5boots.com and find out what they have for you there. But SAS shoes, located right on the corner of Main and Transit in the Transit Town Plaza. Look, folks, we want to continue moving and biking and walking and traveling, and we want our feet to come along along with us and not be our enemy. Remember, the feet are not the enemy, but our ill-fitting shoes are. And we can do something about that for you over at SAS Shoes. They're terrific. They are so worth the money. And believe me, you're going to have a lot of different choices. And with their tent sale being extended, you might walk out of there with two or three different pairs and the correct orthotics that make those shoes even more comfortable. It's what it's all about. If our feet aren't comfortable, we're not comfortable. And that's no way to go through life. So check them out at SAS Shoes. You'll find out why people come from near and far back to that location, because they get the service and the quality they need so they can walk comfortably. SAS Shoes, we want to thank Paul Grandstaff, who's the manager there. Go ahead. They're open Monday through Saturday. You tell them Linda from Senior Radio Buffalo told them to go ahead, walk in, and walk out even more comfortable.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. Claiming union-busting efforts, Starbucks Workers United will protest outside Highmark Stadium before today's Bills-Broncos game. Casey Moore says the significance of the protest is the new co-owner of the visiting team, Starbucks chair Melody Hobson.
With Melody Hobson now owning or being an owner of the Broncos, we wanted to, in this preseason game, since the union effort really started in Buffalo, we won the first unionized Starbucks store at the Elmwood location last December. We wanted to show Melody Hobson that in Buffalo, we bust the Broncos, not unions.
Moore says she's not sure Hobson will be in town for the 1 p.m. kickoff, but wants the message heard, union busting needs to stop. As the Bills and Knox family mourn the loss of Dawson Knox's brother Luke, Bills Mafia has stepped up once again in an effort to not only show support for Dawson and his family, but a great cause close and dear to his heart. That resulted in Bills fans starting to donate to the Punt Pediatric Cancer Collaborative, a nonprofit organization that provides support to families in Western New York facing pediatric cancer. Gwen Mizeak is executive director.
You know, it gained steam very quickly, as, you know, it does usually with Bills Mafia, you know, support. They galvanize, you know, very quickly. You know, all the donations that are coming in mostly are, you know, in the amount of $16.88, $16.88 for Luke and Dawson's football numbers.
Mizeak says Dawson Knox is extremely involved in the organization. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
When I was a young boy growing up in Buffalo, New York, I was probably 5 or 6 years old. I used to ride my tricycle up and down the sidewalk and down in the neighborhood. And as one house I went by every day, and there was an older gentleman sitting up there. I think he was in a rocking chair. I'm not exactly sure. But I'd drive by every day, and he would smile and he'd wave, and I would smile and I'd wave back. And this went on every single day. And I started to think to myself, you know, he's in the chair. He seems like a real nice guy, but I've never seen him walk around the porch. I've never even seen him stand up. And I was a little concerned about that. So I went home and I asked my mother. I says, Mom, the fellow down the street. She goes, yeah. I says, I've never seen him walk around. I'm a little bit worried about him. I've never even seen him stand up. Is there something wrong with him? She goes, honey, you've got to remember, he's an elderly gentleman. He's probably over 60 years old. And I thought to myself, is this what we can expect after 60? Incredibly, some people still believe that reaching age 60 tends to mark the beginning of the end, when in fact, age 60 can mark the beginning of the best phase of your life. But that's up to you.
You've got the power.
That's right, you've got the power. I was recently talking with the executive producer of Senior Radio Buffalo, Joe Donesco, and my good friend Phyllis Gorski, the publisher of After 50 magazine. We all provide the information to make you feel better, to make you look better, and to make you be better. And that's what this show is all about.
You've got the power.
Well, good morning again, everyone. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. I hope you're having a great weekend, and we hope to make it even better with the segments that we're going to do with you this morning, because it's always great information, information you can use at this point in our lives. There's an awful lot of things going on that we wished we had a little bit more of an insight with. And we're going to talk about a medical condition, that same one that has affected Michael J. Fox for years, and that is Parkinson's disease. But just before we get to that, you know, I always like to start you off with a fun science fact of the day. How about this one? The king cobra is the longest venomous snake in the world. It averages about 16 feet in length and is native to, not Buffalo, India and Southeast Asia. Can you imagine waking up and finding one of those close by? A king cobra. Now you know, if you're playing Trivial Pursuit, the longest venomous snake in the world. Ha! Anyway, there you go. There's our little science fact for the day. All right, we started off talking about what is Parkinson's disease? This is, again, is that disease that we most know from Michael J. Fox, but an awful lot of people do have this disease. And we're going to learn more about it this morning from Dr. Anupama Kali, who's over at Dent Neurologic. As a matter of fact, she's a neurologist and the movement disorder specialist for that department. So good morning, Dr. Kali. Nice to have you with us.
Very nice to be with you.
Let's talk about Parkinson's disease. Let's talk about what it is.
Okay, I mean, so the best way to look at it is that Parkinson's disease is a chronic brain disease. It's a neurodegenerative process. And what happens is the brain cells that produce a chemical called dopamine, they start to degenerate and essentially die off. And so patients start to lose dopamine. And dopamine is a chemical that essentially facilitates movements. It makes it more fluid and smooth. And so as patients' dopamine levels diminish, they start to develop some of the symptoms that we're going to talk about.
I noticed, Dr. Kali, with Michael J. Fox, he was exhibiting signs of it at a fairly young age. How soon can this present in someone?
Generally, the common age of incidence is, you know, generally 50s, 60s, and 70s. He was a little younger on the spectrum. I believe he was diagnosed at the age of 29.
So let's talk about some of the symptoms. A lot of them that you have listed here, I had no idea.
Okay. I mean, so as we were talking about before, you know, when you start to lose dopamine, it affects your movements. And so we generally consider Parkinson's disease a movement disorder. And so a lot of the early symptoms that developed are things that affect movement. So generally we think about the cardinal, what we call motor features of Parkinson's disease. Those involve bradykinesia. That's a certain type of slowness of movement. People can develop something called a muscle rigidity, in which their muscles are more stiff. And that's something their physician will feel on their exam. And then patients can also develop a characteristic rest tremor. So that's a tremor that occurs when they're at rest.
Mm-hmm.
They can also, you know, there's a number of symptoms that patients can also develop, and that can be certainly manifestations of, say, for example, the slowness of movement that we talked about. So sometimes patients may see that they have, you know, their handwriting has changed over time and has become smaller and starts to trail off and more cramped. Patients or their family members especially may notice that their facial expression has flattened over time and they have something called a masked facies, so they're a little more expressionless. Patients can experience changes in their voice. It can become softer or more hoarse. And so there's a number of what we call motor symptoms, but then there also can be non-motor symptoms, and patients can develop issues with mood, say, for example, depression and anxiety. They may develop issues with their sleep. And so there's a whole wide variety of symptoms they may experience.
We're speaking with Dr. Kali this morning. She's a neurologist and a movement disorder specialist over at Dent Neurologic. And we're talking about Parkinson's disease. We're talking about some of the symptoms. Also, let me ask this. What are the causes of something like Parkinson's disease?
So honestly, in most individuals who are diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, generally we don't know. You know, we'll call it idiopathic. So there are a lot of sporadic cases, but researchers are really suspecting that there's probably a combination of factors that allow patients to develop Parkinson's disease. So there may be a genetic predisposition And so researchers estimate that maybe about 30% of Parkinson's disease may be explained by genetics. This also sometimes comes into conjunction with an environmental factor. There have been a number of risk factors that have been identified to potentially increase your risk of Parkinson's disease. Those include head injury or exposure to pesticides. Having said that, you know, not everyone with a head injury is going to experience Parkinson's disease. And the same, you know, if someone has potentially a genetic mutation that might be associated with Parkinson's, it doesn't mean that they'll develop it. So generally, we think that it's probably the interaction of genetics and environment that caused the disease to manifest.
Dr. Colley, I'm going to ask if there's a cure for it, and if not a cure, what are the treatment options that you're offering right now?
So as of right now, there is no medicine to cure the disease. There's no medicine to reverse the disease or slow down the progression. Having said that, there are a number of treatment options that can help ease the symptoms that one experiences. A lot of the medicines that we have really focus on facilitating dopamine transmission. And again, that was the neurochemical we talked about that was deficient. There are other medicines that are on the market that also work with other neurochemical systems.
Well, you know, in saying all this, I wouldn't think that food would have a lot to do with this disease, but apparently there are some foods that may be beneficial for slowing this disease.
There are no foods that have been shown to slow the progression of the disease process. Honestly, there's no certain prescription for diet, but mainly patients who have Parkinson's disease want to eat a balanced diet. You know, they want to make sure they eat lots of fruits and vegetables. Sometimes their diet may come into consideration if it has certain symptoms of Parkinson's disease. So, for example, if someone is suffering from constipation, they may want to make sure that they drink more fluids and eat more fiber and aim to drink a good 6 to 8 glasses of water per day. Patients who are experiencing low blood pressure as part of their Parkinson's disease will want to make sure that they increase their fluid and salt intake. Of course, if they have any kind of heart or kidney problems, this is something that they should talk about with their doctor first.
I see.
Other patients, mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
No, please continue.
You know, and other patients, I mean, sometimes may have swallowing problems. And so those patients have to be more cognizant of the type of consistencies of food they may eat. You know, meats might be tougher to eat. You know, dry consistency foods might be harder to eat. But strategies to, you know, prevent choking or any kind of swallowing problems, you know, mainly involve around taking smaller bites, you know, eating at a slower pace, and some other things that can generally, you know, learn strategy-wise from potentially a speech therapist.
Dr. Colley, do you see a lot of Parkinson's disease patients over at Dent?
Yes, absolutely. So, I mean, Parkinson's disease honestly affects nearly 1 million people in the U.S., mm-hmm. and it's estimated that probably worldwide it's anywhere from 6 to 10 million.
Wow. This disease, has it been around a long time that we know of? Do we know in the earliest, you know, Parkinson's, when it was named or when we started to actually pay attention that this wasn't something else?
Well, in 1817, you know, James Parkinson wrote a detailed, you know, kind of description of the disease. So that's one of our earlier descriptions of the disease process.
And I can see where weight loss might be one of the symptoms. And now that you're talking about it might be difficult to swallow and loss of smell, that I would imagine would affect someone's appetite. And I can see where a weight loss might be something someone might notice.
It can, but generally weight loss in Parkinson's disease is mild, or it may happen in later disease stages. Generally, you know, if you have weight loss, you want to make sure that there's not something else going on and rule out any other medical etiologies.
Dr. Colley, does someone come in because they've noticed this about themselves, or is this the kind of thing where someone is noticing that these types of symptoms are starting to crop up and someone says, you need to go to the doctor because I'm noticing this?
Honestly, I think it's a combination. You know, sometimes patients will come in and say that, you know, they've noticed potentially a tremor over the past year or two. A lot of times their family members have noticed that maybe their movements have become more slowed over time. You know, they're walking slower, taking smaller steps, having more difficulty getting up out of a chair or a car. So I think it's a combination generally.
So if we've talked about that there is actually no cure, but what are the treatment options?
So the treatment options, as I was mentioning, really center. So first of all, there's medical therapies that center on, you know, dopaminergic facilitation. Exercise is another cornerstone of management. So exercise and therapy are very significant in management of Parkinson's disease. They can ease both what we call the motor symptoms and also the non-motor symptoms. And so that's extremely important. And then honestly, it just depends on the disease stage. You know, generally in later disease stage processes, there can be more advanced therapeutic options available, including deep brain stimulation and some surgical procedures.
Doctor, can this disease actually take your life, or does it just contribute to something else that will?
So it doesn't truncate your lifespan. Generally, you know, one of the ways I explain it to patients is because it's a chronic disease that you'll have over time, you'll die with Parkinson's and not of it.
Mm. Well, that will be good considering all the things that we've mentioned. That's a little bit more positive, I think, at the end. I certainly can understand that. It's been so interesting speaking with you this morning. Dr. Colley is from Dent Neurologic. She is a neurologist and movement disorder specialist. And we've been talking about Parkinson's disease, the disease that we notice most in actor Michael J. Fox. Folks, if you have any questions, feel free to call Dr. Colley at Dent, 716-250-2000. And you can let everyone know you heard Dr. Colley right here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our senior radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzern, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824. Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
morning again, everybody. Linda Pellegrino back with you. It's the weekend, and we're here on Senior Radio. And, you know, we're so lucky here in Western New York because we have agencies here that care about people. So many here in Western New York that we don't have any comparison for once you leave this area. You know, when you talk to your friends and relatives and you tell them how you're getting help here for something, and they say, you know, we don't have that where we live. And they're even in a bigger city. So what we have to do is appreciate what we have here and take advantage of the services. And you can't get better than calling the good folks at People Inc. And this morning, we're so happy to have a representative from People Inc. Home Health Care Services and from People First Mobility. We have with us Jake Wilkins, who's the Vice President of the Home Health Care Services, and Brian Klayback, who's the General Manager of People First Mobility. Hi, guys. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. You help so many people in Western New York in so many different ways that we're thrilled to have you on the show. So, Jake, let's just start with you, and let's just talk about what People Inc. is to you and how you help people.
People Inc. allows us to provide in-home services to the people of Western New York who are in need. It's a beautiful service because we are able to support people in the comfort of their home when they don't have the ability to leave their home, whether that is a physical or intellectual disability that might be confining them to their home. We're able to provide the services that they could expect to get from an outpatient clinic or an office setting right there in the privacy and comfort of their home.
And to get that started, Brian, when it comes to People First Mobility, you actually go to the home and you do an evaluation.
That's correct. Normally what happens is if we get a call, if somebody's looking for a piece of equipment, and again, that call might come from the individual themselves, it might come from a family member or another caregiver, might come with a treating therapist or their doctor's office. But once we get that call, you know, we would reach out and schedule an appointment where we could go to meet with them in their home, do an evaluation to try to determine what the most appropriate piece of equipment is. Normally after that, we would, you know, have them trial a piece of equipment. We want to make sure, obviously, it's going to work before we submit it to the insurance. And then once we determine what's most appropriate, we'll work with them to obtain the approval and the coverage through their insurance, and then ultimately the delivery and the final fitting.
What's the spectrum of equipment that we're talking about?
Well, it could be anything from a basic manual wheelchair to a power wheelchair with custom seating, you know, different types of drive controls, really depending on what the individual's needs are. So again, our focus is independence and mobility. So we'll find whatever piece of equipment that is. You know, for some people starting out, it might just be some type of an ambulation aid. You know, as if their needs are greater and we need to start talking about some type of a mobility device, whether that's manual or power, that would be part of the evaluation to really determine what's going to be best for them.
And I know that you work with insurances so they can pick up some of this.
We do. Actually, we work with, you know, all the national and local insurances. We're actually the preferred provider of seating and mobility products with Independent Health.
Oh, that's great.
Which is a great partnership for us. You know, again, I think we talk about how we're a local company, you know, partnering with one of the local the health insurances. And I think as we talk about this partnership moving forward, you know, in the meetings that we got things going, you found that really the goals were the same between, you know, the insurance company and what we're trying to do. So what it allows us to do with this is really kind of focus in on that individual's needs, you know, provide the best level of service that they can get, which is something I think that, you know, Independent Health recognized. But in addition to that, they really took it a step further that, you know, individuals who are using us as a preferred provider will actually have a reduced copay for this equipment. So there's some true financial benefits for them. Plus, again, you know, what we like to feel is the best service and equipment that they're able to get locally.
You know, I got to tell you, Brian, that you got to have such a great feeling when you're working with someone, because, you know, for someone who, let's say they need that wheelchair, it's enough for that person for that situation. But then to have the added expense of what it's going to cost, you know, it just doesn't seem fair. So it must be very gratifying for you to know that you're helping somebody and you can make that happen for them.
It really is. You know, I think as we look at, you know, that's really our goal. Give them that independence. Oftentimes, this is a whole new experience to people. You know, they're used to, you know, using their insurance and going to the doctor or to the pharmacy, and everything's just kind of, you know, rolls through without any problems. Sometimes for the DME equipment, the process is a little bit different. So a lot of it is trying to educate them. But again, what we try to focus on is making that process, you know, as easy as possible, so that they have enough things going on in their lives that this we can provide the equipment they need and you know, do it as easily as possible for them.
That's awesome. Now, Jake, I know that PeopleLink can provide many therapies at home: physical, occupational, speech therapy, and that is awesome. And what's also great is that you've really got the right name, People Inc., because I know you're a smaller agency, and that means a lot to the people that you're serving.
It sure does. Being a little smaller agency allows us to have that primary clinician, be it nurse or therapist model, which means that we don't have seven or eight nurses that are going to be coming in and out of your house. There's one or two nurses that you'll be able to be familiar with, develop a professional relationship with, and be able to rely on. Same with our therapy. It's very important to us that people feel comfortable with the folks that are in their home and to know who's coming in their home. We don't want people to feel like everyone who's walking in is a stranger.
And that's a tremendous benefit for that family.
Sure.
That they recognize the people coming in, and they know that the progress that this patient is making, they're seeing the same person or just one other person all the time. They're letting you into their home. You know
right.
what I mean? You're kind of an extension of the family, if you think about it.
Sure.
And that's important for you to have a personal relationship with them.
It's such an intimate and personal thing to allow someone into your home. So having consistent caregivers is really important to us, not only for the feel-good reasons, but if I have never seen someone before,
exactly.
I don't know what their baseline was.
Exactly.
But because I've seen someone or because I've worked with someone from a therapy perspective, whatever that might be, I know what their good looks like. I know what their bad looks like. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you on any given day where they're at in that spectrum.
Right. Exactly. You can tell maybe any little bit of progress is progress.
Yes.
Because you know that person and you know exactly what their capabilities are. You're not just another person, you know what I mean, coming in and
right.
just writing this down. So that's incredible. Plus, again, the families become dependent on you, really, to see what you're thinking and how do you think they're doing. And that
right.
relationship could go on for months, even longer.
Yes, in some instances. And we work really hard to be able to coordinate with the caregivers. Not everyone who we see has the independence that other folks in the community might have. So it's really important that we collaborate and we have a relationship not only with the individual that we're serving, but the family and their support, or their supports,
right.
not necessarily and,
yeah.
but or their other supports.
And really, Brian, it's the same with what you do, you know, providing people with what they need to become independent, you know. That's that when you get the right fit, it must feel pretty great.
It really does. And again, you know, one of the things that you know, we feel really shows that is the amount of our customers that stick with us over the years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as their needs change or as the equipment they have wears out and needs to be replaced, you know, so much of that repeat business and a lot of that, you know, feedback that we get back is just that, you know, that you put the time in to show that you cared for what we needed and, you know, found a way to get it provided and things like that. So
that's
it really
great.
Is, really is great.
Now, well, folks, not if you need People Inc., we have a phone number for you, but if you think you're a good fit with People Inc., they're looking for referrals as well. So let me give you their number. It's 716-874-5600. That's 716-874-5600. And I know, Brian, you have another number for People First Mobility.
Yes, it's 716-566-5000.
Okay, so give us that again one more time.
716-566-5000.
And remember, everybody, most of their services are covered by most insurance, and that's really some of the best news that we can give you. Disability experts caring for you. People Inc., heard right here and exclusively on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls, an Odyssey station.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.